This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 18, written by Bill Seitzma. Watching over us all. From Luke 2. Anna had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. God's plans and purposes can seem so big that we might wonder if he has time for the smaller concerns that so often afflict our lives. When Simeon met Jesus in the temple, his concerns seemed global. He longed for the consolation of Israel. He rejoiced in seeing salvation. He even spoke in a way that foreshadowed Christ's mission to suffer for lost sinners. Simeon was focused on the big picture. God rules the heavens and the earth. We might not understand the geopolitical implications of our nation's economic policies, but God does. We may be baffled by scientific predictions of possible environmental catastrophes, but God is not confused. When we consider the universal scope of God's power, we may feel as if our personal concerns and our everyday family and community life wouldn't matter much to Him. But the Bible shows that Jesus' arrival addressed local concerns as well as global ones. Jesus' coming brought joy to an aged widow in the temple who looked forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Jesus' presence met her concerns on that day and caused her to give thanks and to tell others. God's plan of salvation brings renewal to the entire world, and His plan responds to all our needs. King of Heaven, thank You that Your concern for all of creation does not keep You from being concerned for each of us. In Your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.